Dozens of women and a few men have crowded into the Futurize software office in Berlin to hear four female speakers talk about their experiences working in the male-dominated fields of technology and computer science. Women occupy just 15% of technology jobs in Germany, but more are starting to break through the fiberglass ceiling with the help of a grassroots movement.
So originally, Rails Girls, without Berlin,
Rails Girls is part of that movement. Along with other groups like Berlin Geekettes and Digital Media Women, it encourages women to explore their interest in technology. Rails Girls organises free workshops to introduce women to the programming language Ruby on Rails. The organisation started in Finland and has since spread around the world. The hope is that locals will start their own workshops, which is exactly what Annika Lindner, a 26-year-old Berliner and Rails Girls Berlin co-founder, did after attending the very first Rails Girls workshop in the city last year.
The Rails Girls Berlin follow-up workshops, I started to get interest in building my own program. I built a poem machine. That was really funny because it was at one of our project groups. Yeah, we were, I think, three or four women and all were using Ruby and building this poem machine. It was really funny because it would ask you about like an adverb, a verb and a noun, and you put it in and then it spit out a poem.
The response to Rails Girls Berlin has been overwhelming. Around 30 or 40 people attend the beginners' workshops, which usually take place every 3 or 4 months. The whole thing works on a voluntary basis. At a seminar, you might meet people who work with programmers and just want to understand them better, but also people who have no programming experience but read about Rails Girls in the paper. Annika had much previous experience with technology and says the lack of visible female role models in the sector is a problem for women.
I studied linguistics and gender studies, so I never been in touch with programming. I was never so interested. And then there was a friend of mine, and she's a programmer as well, and she told me about this workshop for women. And I thought, okay, sounds like it could be fun.
Women involved in the tech scene tend to fly under the radar. Female founders and innovators get less press attention and aren't as high profile. But more and more women like Annika are developing an interest in programming and are breaking into the profession. Joan Walker-Stoffer had never really considered working in computer programming before she moved to Germany from San Francisco in 2009. Joan had previously worked as a stage manager, but knew she wanted a change when she moved to Berlin with her husband, who's a programmer in the city's burgeoning tech scene. Initially, Joan was trying to get to grips with the complicated German language, but at her husband's urging, she taught herself how to program using the programming language Ruby on Rails by working her way through a free online tutorial over the course of a year. She now works at Berlin-based media services company MediaPeers, but initially hadn't seen computer science as something for her.
As a female going into college, you know, late in high school, early in college, when I would have done well to be looking into programming as a possible career path, you know, to major in it, I didn't see what relevance it had to me at that point in time. But I think also for me personally, I was drawn towards some of the humanities fields.
While Joan says a job in technology can seem daunting to many women, she believes it's best to ignore the stereotypes of women as technophobes.
I mean, just do it is the most important thing. You don't need somebody to hold your hand for it.
So this is my private computer. This is just to have a little bit, to see a little bit more. And this is just the computer I need for my calculations.
Claudia Muller-Byrne has three computers in her Berlin office. This might seem like an excessive number of computers for one person. But then again, Claudia is an assistant professor of computer science and human-centered computing at the Free University of Berlin. Even at the university, where women are in the majority in many fields of study, Claudia is one of the few women working in computer science. Only 1 in 5 of her students is female, and she's one of the only female professors teaching in her department. But none of this seems to bother the 36-year-old Berliner, who is the only woman in her electrical engineering and computer science course at the university.
I expected much more or many more women. And when I arrived in school, I was the only one, but it was okay. What happened, actually, after a while, I wasn't a woman anymore. I was just Claudia, so I was part of the crowd. And because of that, I think it wasn't a problem.
And the research it allows her to do while balancing a family life. She says misconceptions and stereotyping are among the reasons why women tend not to pursue a career in the technology sector. Claudia recounts the story of a friend who is currently completing a bachelor's degree in computer science.
Her professor told her, "Oh, you are the girl. Can you please do the communication stuff? Can you communicate with me, please? And can you organize your team, please? And can you present your results, please?" He didn't say, "Hey, can you do the programming?" No, he didn't. And this is, I think, still a problem. It's like, okay, you're a girl, so you should communicate better. You should present better, or you can present better. But programming, come on.
Misconceptions on both sides play a role in turning women and girls off to careers in computer programming. But computer science is not all algorithms. It can be creative too, explains Claudia.
It's just not being in a dark room, sitting with Coca-Cola and smoking and being nerdy. It's important to show that computer science is not only mathematics and logic and coding. So I think just to explain that computer science is a lot about being creative.
Claudia says it's important to encourage girls while they're still in school to show them that going into computer science is a realistic goal if that's the route they want to pursue.
We would like to set up a research project to look at schools or to teach the teachers, to teach children to do or to understand what is computer science and why is computer science important and interesting. At the moment, the first time that students or children are really in school learn about computer science is, I think, in the 7th or 8th grade, which is too late. They are then 10 or 12 years old. Research has shown that girls are much younger when they decide what they want to do.
In the meantime, Claudia, Annika and Joan, and the many women involved in opening up the field of computer science to others, have managed to carve out a career for themselves in technology and will continue to help others to do so with initiatives like Rails Girls. This is Jennifer Collins reporting for DW in Berlin.